Hello and welcome to this week's Panorama. My guest today is Willem Prečan, who is the chairman of the Czechoslovak Documentation Center. He is also the co-author of a new book called Německý podzim v Praze 1989, or German Autumn in Prague 1989, which chronicles a very particular set of events which ultimately led to the fall of communism in Eastern Europe and the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Mr. Prečan, thank you very much for joining us today. So tell us a little bit about the events that this book covers.
Good morning. What I would like to say, the most important and valuable on the book are the collection of photographs from the events in Prague 1989. These photographs were done by that time young Czech photographer Karel Cudlín.
Yes.
So it is the picture book. It is the most important, very, very moving, very, very good, valuable photos.
So it's Karel Sudlin's photographs, and you've written an accompanying text to the pictures. So tell us specifically about the events that are featured in there. There was a particular moment which led to East Germans ending up climbing the wall of the West German embassy in Lobkowitz Palace in Prague. So tell us about those events.
This phenomenon, the exodus of the DDR Germans to the West Germany in summer 1989, at first through Hungary, and then when the Czechoslovak-Hungary border was shut and impossible for Eastern Germans to get to Hungary in Prague. It began after August 1989, and about 29 September, there were about 5,000 German refugees in the building and in the garden of the West Germany embassy in Prague.
It all began with Hungary's communist government deciding to dismantle the Iron Curtain that divided the country from Austria. This hole now meant that as a result of the theoretical free movement permitted within Warsaw Pact countries, East Germans could cross over into Czechoslovakia, then from Slovakia into Hungary, then from Hungary to non-Soviet-dominated Austria and ultimately West Germany. The notorious round trip led to major traffic jams as thousands fled East Germany, hoping to join their brethren in the western part of the country. Here is David Vaughan explaining those events in a 2012 Radio Prague documentary.
For a few weeks in the late summer of 1989, Prague became the scene of a bizarre and now largely forgotten refugee crisis. It had all begun in the spring, when Hungary had declared its decision to take down the barbed wire on its borders with Austria. A growing number of East Germans, desperate at the suffocating lack of reform in their country, took advantage of this new gap in the Iron Curtain as a way of fleeing to the West. But smuggling themselves into Austria was an uncertain business, and before long they started seeking refuge at the West German Embassy in Budapest, and then in Prague, which was much closer to home than Hungary and easier to get to, as East German citizens did not need a visa. On August the 23rd, 1989, the West German Embassy, in the exquisite Baroque Lobkowitz Palace just below Prague Castle, was forced to close down for its day-to-day business. By then, hundreds of East Germans were trying to get in, many climbing over the fence into the manicured embassy gardens. The surrounding streets were soon packed with their abandoned Trabants and Wartburgs.
Attempts by the East Germans to stem the flow by imposing visa requirements on travel to Czechoslovakia failed to plaster over the cracks appearing in the Iron Curtain. Fresh waves of East Germans were determined to reach the prosperous and democratic part of Germany. Willem Prečan again.
Then the East Germany decided at the 29th September to let the East Germans from Prague in the train from East Germany to transfer them through East Germany to West Germany. And this was the first wave of exodus from the evening 30th September to the morning 1st October. 6,300 people. And the second wave, immediately on the 4th of September, more than 8,000 East Germans were allowed it to travel again in the East German trains through East Germany to West Germany. But then it was possible because the East Germans in that time could travel to Czechoslovakia without visa, quite free. And then the East Germany then decided to close the border to the Germany and let travel only with visas. But then when Honecker,
who was the leader of East Germany,
Honecker was replaced by Egon Krenz, and the internal crisis in East Germany continued be worse and worse, they decided again to open the border to Czechoslovakia.
So why is this viewed as such a significant event in the end of pretty much the which led to the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe?
Let me say something about the third wave of the exodus. It was the week between 3rd and 10th November when the East Germany leadership allowed East Germans travel from Prague directly to, or from Czechoslovakia directly to West Germany. And between the 4th and 10th of November, 62,000 East Germans traveled through Czechoslovakia to West Germany. Often, thousands of cars, these Trabant cars, even didn't go to Prague, but from the Czechoslovak border in North Bohemia directly to Bavaria.
And you were living in Germany at the time. Did you get the sense that this was the beginning of the end, that the Iron Curtain was finally coming down?
Of course, we did. We followed it very closely in the journals and in the television. It was an exciting story. We can say, you see, Victor Meyer, commentator in Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, wrote on the 8th November, the Berlin Wall exists only provisionally. You don't need anything only to go around it through Czechoslovakia. But as the first breakthrough, the Berlin Wall was Hungary, and the second one was Czechoslovakia.
And the Czechoslovak Documentation Center also had an exhibition through October and the beginning of November in Vítkov featured photographs of this event, right? So it's something the Documentation Center has chosen to specifically highlight this year on the 25th anniversary.
You see, both these presentations are a byproduct of a huge project. We have been working on it since 5 years. Czechoslovak-German relationship, it means Prague-Bonn and Prague-East Berlin, in the period of democratic revolutions in Central East Europe 1989-90. It is a documentation from Czech and German archives. We will be published in spring 2015 in both languages. I would like to say that the book and the exhibition both are in German and Czech language.